All right. We want to welcome you. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, and you're tuned into Simplify Complexity, a relationship podcast.
That's right. We want to welcome you to another day, another podcast. We are always honored and blessed that you would join us. We pray that this resource is being a blessing to you. Go to the website, simplifycomplexity.org. There you can find different topics, many different resources that will bless you. We were just talking about that. We talk about different taboo topics. We try to talk about things that people don't always talk about, especially from a Christian perspective. We try to keep it as real as possible, and we enjoy your review. So please, whatever your podcast app is, if it's Google, if it's Apple, go to your podcast, give us reviews, give us 5 stars. We love that. We'll give you a shout out on the podcast. As well as right now, I'm preparing for a 2019 book tour. My book is recently released, Chasing Happily Ever After. It's on Amazon, and you can go to the website, go to our contact page, and there you can contact me, and I would be honored to come to your city, come to your church, whatever it is. And we're also looking for a conference, and I'm looking to get Keontae in some of those conferences as well, so I'm excited about that. So with that said, man, our topic, why don't you... share people with our topic since you broke it down to me.
Okay, so our topic today is once a cheater, always a cheater.
And that's good, man. As soon as you said that, I was like, that's because I feel like part of me is like split, because part of me is like, hell yeah. But then other part's like, no, you know.
Right.
So you keep kind of going back and forth. And so I'll since you kind of broke it out, what's your thoughts, man?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, when we like, People that are cheaters, like, of course, nothing comes great from cheating. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it always comes with a negative connotation. But I don't think people really actually explore, can cheaters be changed? You know, it kind of goes into the concept of, like, you know, if a person, you know, commits, like, a crime, you know, and they're in a cell for some amount of time, can they not be changed while they're in that cell? Hmm. Or when they come out, they're just still the criminal. You know what I mean? So, in the same sense, when it comes to people that cheat or cheaters, can cheaters be changed? Or once a cheater, are you always a cheater?
Right. I think part of the hard part, too, is just that the track record, right?
Yeah.
There's so many people that have been cheaters, especially males. I feel like it leans a little more toward the male end. But I feel like there's so many people that have been cheaters, and they've continued to cheat. Like, they haven't learn. And so therefore there is this deep feeling, you know, inside where I was just mentioning, my first response is to be like, yes, they're always a cheater.
Right.
But that goes against the gospel.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
And so, I mean, it goes against what Christ died for. And one of the scriptures that came to my mind was 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Mm-hmm. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Creation. Or new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Right.
And so in Christ, you are that new creature. You're that new person. And so if you're going to have a blanket statement to say, once a cheater, always a cheater, that's a pretty clear cut statement, right?
Yeah.
They're saying that basically the gospel is non void. The power of Christ in a person's life is non void, and you are who you are forever, and you're not a new creature.
Right. See, I think once a cheater, always a cheater. You have to dive into context with that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because, like I said, with the gospel, everybody can be saved. Should you choose to want to get saved. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's definitely a good point.
Right.
Keep going on
that. You know, so once you're a cheater, like if you come to a crossroads and say, man, I need to change my player ways. You know what I mean? You can now walk, you can have cheater as an X in front of your name. You know what I mean? I'm an X cheater.
Right.
You know what I mean? But if you just want to continue on that habitual path, then yeah, of course, you're not going to fall out of that lane of cheating. Yeah. The interesting thing in my research about this, because, you know, when I first thought of this topic, I had the same kind of reaction. Like, you know, when it comes to cheating, I just always think like, man, like, it has to be the men that are doing it the most. But the study from the University of Chicago.
Oh, I like stats.
Yeah. It actually says that, well, men still win, but it says 21% of married men have cheated on their spouse. and 15% of married women have cheated on their spouse.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of a close comparison because I just thought that men were just going to be like far off.
Right. You know I mean? I think just men, we get caught a lot more. Like, you know what I mean? So like for women, right, like when right, they right. cheat, it's like, first, when it's interesting because man, and I know there's a whole psychology behind it, mm-hmm. but I know as men, like when we cheat, it's not so much emotional.
Yeah, it's more of the physical.
It's more just physical. But whereas for women, when they cheat, there's a whole emotional thing. And so there's a lot more involved. When a woman cheats on you, there's some deep stuff going on there. Now, and I guess times are changing to where, you know, women are coming more dogs, I guess. But
yeah,
where it's just like no, it's just physical. But right. you know, it is definitely there where there's that feeling that women don't cheat as much as guys do. But as you just kind of mentioned, it's pretty equal. It's pretty there. But kind of going back to, you know, once a cheater, always a cheater. It's so hard, and there's so many different elements. And this one actually hits home for me, and it for two levels. You know, number one, you know, I've been hurt. I've been cheated on.
Right.
And I think that's important to share because until you've had that experience, you know, you could talk about it. But the betrayal and what that experience feels like, it's like someone who loses a loved one. Mm-hmm. And unless you've really lost a loved one, you can share different points. But the hurt that you feel from that is really hard.
Right, it's not the same.
It's not the same. And so, you know, as I share, I want my listeners, you know, I want our listeners to know that I'm sharing, you know, at least for me, from a perspective of having to dealt with that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I've also been the cheater. Now, let me pause, okay? Because I have not cheated since I've given my heart to Christ, okay?
Right.
So that's really important. I've never cheated in a marriage. Mm-hmm. All right, let's be really clear on that. But when I was, you know, in the world. And when I was not in Christ, in the church as well, I was having sex outside. Now, this is interesting, right? Because I was sinning. Like, this would be a whole other topic, right? So I was already sinning because I was having sex outside of marriage. And then I, like, sinned in the sin by sinning with somebody else.
Right.
Is that, sin does that on count? Top of sin. Does that still count as cheating since I was already?
Yes, I don't know.
It still counts as sinning. I can't get off the hook on that. So being there, and I'll get to my point. I kind of went off on a sidetrack. Is just that I think the first thing is I'll take me for example.
Mm.
I didn't know better. I didn't understand. I didn't understand relationships.
Right, that's good.
And the impact of relationships and how important it is to build that trust and how important it is to have that that one-on-one and what that covenant means.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where for my growth and being that new creature, I would say absolutely, if you've sinned, you can have forgiveness of sins and you are a new creature. Right. And I want whoever's listening to this to understand that God is able to make you new if you want to.
Right.
All right, man, I'll pass it
on. Now, see, it was a good point that you made right there because I was going to, a lot of people credit, whenever I Google this quote, Maya Angelou always comes up. But the good thing that you said is once you know better, you do better.
Yes.
And I think when it comes into just to the area of dating, when you're dealing with that mentality of like, nah, I can't talk to him or I can't talk to her because they have cheated before. Once you're a cheater, you're always a cheater.
Yeah.
Just like you said, you can't really blanket. You know, you can't really blanket everybody with that type of statement because you do have people that are changed.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And like I said, once you know better, you do better because, if you want to,
I just want to add on to that. So remember, your point. But it's so important that God is in the midst of that because that's where the power of God gives us the ability to do what we naturally can't do. And so I want somebody listening to this as you might have been a repeat offender,
right.
Whether or not if you're a male or female, you have to understand that as you're trying to do things in your own strength, you're going to continue to fail. And you might have moments of success, but it's not going to be a consistent, everlasting victory because you're not using that power from God. It's the power of God that works in our life that is able to make us a new creature, to give us the new thoughts and the new mindset. And so that's so important. You know, it's not just, well, I've learned and I'm not going to do it anymore. No, it's like, what's the power that is working in you to keep you from doing that.
Exactly. And then on top of that, with that power, it takes application of the word, to really fulfill this. Let me bring up Romans 12:2, where it says, "Do not be conformed by this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect."
Yeah.
You know, so following and really applying that to your life and really setting that forth, you know, once you were a cheater, you don't have to cheat again.
Yeah.
You know, once you're renewing your mind and once you've learned better, once you know better, you can now begin to do better. And I want to go back to that know better, do better, because like I said, a lot of people always quote that as Maya Angelou, but the Bible in James 4:17, you know what I mean? It says, this is the English Standard Version. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin.
Preach now.
You know? So yeah, it's just really all about what you, you know, what do you want to do as a cheater? What do you really want to do and what do you really want to change in your life?
Right.
And as a person that's kind of like going through that dating process, like, I don't know if I can really trust you. You just got to look at the fruits of a person.
And I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that was actually my next scripture. Mm-hmm. My next scripture comes from Matthew 7:15. It says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves."
Right.
And so you will know them by their fruits. And this fruits is talking about basically their actions, what their life is producing. Because somebody can say one thing.
Mm-hmm.
They could talk a good game, but it's what are their actions saying?
Exactly. And
so we're getting sayings right now. Mm-hmm. Your talk talks, but your walk talks louder than your talk talks.
Yeah.
So I'll give that one up to Pastor Brian Kennedy. So he always says that one. But it's so true. And so I know there's that other side where we're not just naive in it. Just because somebody says they're sorry doesn't mean that you just take that as a blanket statement, because it's when there's a sincerity of heart in an apology, there's a fruit that comes from that. And so as you're listening to this, I know maybe you heard the first part of this and saying where we were saying that, yes, absolutely, a person can change. But at the same end, you want to be very cautious. You want to be very wise. And first, I want to say that there's a difference between not being married and being married. So let's kind of deal with that first. Because if you're not married, right, and this person is cheated, I would just say that's a huge red flag. And just go ahead, because they've already shown.
Let that one go.
Right? You know what I mean? So go ahead. What's your thoughts?
I was about to say, I mean, just go ahead and let that one go. Because like what is holding you to stick around in the first place if you're not married? If you're not, you know, I mean, you're not bound by a covenant.
Now, here's what's deep. If you are having sex with somebody outside of marriage, right, and they cheat on you, there's like a double negative. And let me kind of go here just for a moment. And because I was just talking about that for me. If you and the person that you're with is having, you guys are having sex together, you're already showing that you have no... Let me go back. You're showing that there's a lack of reverence for the Spirit of God and the conviction of God in your heart.
Right.
You feel what I'm going with that, right? Because if you're having sex and you're continuing to have sex, that means the Holy Spirit, if you know God, hopefully you guys know God. So if you know God, that means the Holy Spirit's like, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. You're basically saying, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. And so you're showing a pattern. We're going somewhere. I didn't even realize this is good. Okay. So but you're showing a pattern that you don't listen to the Holy Spirit, and there's a lack of reverence for the Word of God in your life. So if you have somebody who is cheating, it's the same thing. So they're showing you that they lack a pattern of reverencing the Word of God just by you guys having sex outside of marriage. And that's the same thing why you would not want to be with somebody if you're not married, if they cheat on you, because they're showing a pattern of not reverencing the Word of God.
Right. They're also showing that they're not holding themselves accountable, and they can't even hold you accountable.
Right.
You know what I mean? So why would you want to end up in a lifelong commitment with somebody like that? You know, that's when you got to take a step back and be like, okay, this isn't good.
That's not good. Because you want to know if somebody's going to have that sacrifice for you.
Yeah.
And sacrificing having sex with somebody that you're attracted to is critical when you're in a committed relationship.
Right.
Just because I'm attracted to you doesn't mean all of a sudden I just get to go off and have sex. Just because you're not acting right, you know, you get on my nerves, or I'm feeling like I'm not in love, that's a whole nother discussion, then, you know, does not give you the right to go and violate that relationship.
Right.
And so that's, you're seeing that pattern if you're not married. And so I would be very cautious. For the most part, I would just, you know, wipe your hands and say, you know, let me move on.
Like, I'm done here.
Now, does that mean that that person can't change?
No. A person can, you know, like, that's the gospel. You know, everybody is subject to be able to change.
Because that's what God is able to do. That's exactly the power of God. Now, does that mean that you got to experience that change with them?
It absolutely does. You know what I mean?
All right. So, all right, Mary, man. So, let's go to Mary. Because this one is tricky.
Yeah, this is a more tougher situation.
Oh, this is way tougher. And partly because it's tougher is because there is a clause, you can say, right? Yeah. In the marriage. This is one of the rare situations in which divorce is valid in the Bible. And it's, first, I mean, what's your thoughts, man? I want to give my thoughts away.
My thoughts on this is exactly what you said. It's kind of like one of them rare occurrences where you get that get out of jail free card.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Are we going to say marriage is jail?
Let me not put it in that box. But when you're going through that situation, it can feel like jail.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So when that does happen, the ball is in your court to kind of move which way you want to go, because
that's good. I like
because this person has, you've broken the promise, you've broken this covenant and whatnot, and now I have the choice to whether I want to move on from you and live my life, or whether I want to continue to go through this with you in hopes that you will change.
And the Bible says you have the freedom to do that.
Right.
That makes it even a little bit harder.
Exactly, because now you're working with your own free will, you're working with your own mind, like, we've had some memories and blah blah blah, and but do I really want to continue to go through this? Because you've already cheated on me once, I'm not sure if I can trust you anymore.
I
think that's the biggest thing in marriage, is just that broken trust. Because, man, once trust is broken, it's a lot to just gain back.
Well, you know, and so what comes to my mind about this whole situation is JD.
Okay.
What would Jesus do?
Uh-huh.
And I know in that moment there's that freedom to say, once a cheater, always a cheater. Mm-hmm. And you've hurt me and I'm out of here. But yes, there is that way out. But what would Jesus do?
Mm-hmm.
And when we cheat on God, and we do,
go ahead,
does God forgive us? Is God patient with us? Now this is tricky, because there is still that, there's the hurt,
right?
You know, and there is the challenge of what you're experiencing in that moment, and it's hard, and you can feel like you're in a rut and you can't see to the other end.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where love kicks in, and that's where I kind of hinted at it, that whole falling out of love. Well, how can you fall out of love if love never fails?
Mm.
If love hopes all things, believes all things, endures all things, then love is willing to work through this challenge.
Right.
And it's worth it. When you're married, when you make that commitment, it's worth putting in the extra time. Mm-hmm. It's just not just my encouragement, my plea to you is, don't just wash your hands. I know it hurts, and I know it's hard, but don't just wash your hands. Because God does not wash his hands of us.
Sure,
and because we say that we love that person, then we're going to hope. Meaning, though I can't see a way out of it, though I can't see how our marriage can be fixed, love hopes all things. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, I don't stop hoping of what it could be. I don't stop believing in what it can be.
Right.
And so that would be my encouragement, is look to that. Man, God, do a work in his life. God, do a work in her life. Let that be your prayer. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't have boundaries, and we'll kind of get to that. But go ahead, man.
Ben, that's good what you're saying, because I think in all things, when it comes to marriage, you just really have to look at your marriage in the regard of our relationship with God or whatnot, our covenant with God. There's so many things that we do that he could have just kind of slammed his hand down and we'd have been poof, gone.
Right.
You know what I mean? But his love and his mercy and his grace is just, you know, it's just unattainable sometimes, you know what I mean? But when you do deal with that hurt, with that person, with your spouse, and just trying to move on, it's tough and it's hard. But it's just like you said, you have to continue to go to this. And if you really love that person, go to counseling, try to work through. Now, it's different because if that person isn't receptive, it's just like, how long do I continue to work at it if they don't want to work at it anymore?
Yeah. And that's kind of the part where you have to set up boundaries. That's right. Where this is an issue where you need to pull in counsel. You know, the Bible says that there is wisdom in the multitude of counselors. Mm-hmm. There are going to be some boundaries that have to be set up. So where you're communicating, and we can't cover it all. That might be another podcast. But definitely pull in somebody, because every situation is different. Right. What everybody's dealing with is a little bit different, and the circumstances are a little bit different. And even the forms of cheating are different.
Different, yeah.
And so you have some that actually committed the physical act of sex, whereas others, you know, you could feel cheated on because of pornography. Mm-hmm. And then now you have an addiction there, or there could be an addiction there. You know, you have cheating of, they didn't actually have sex, but they were just talking on the phone, or they were Facebooking, so there's still a betrayal there, but there's different levels, there's different things going on, and so you need somebody to help you walk through that process. But my main encouragement is the mind. You mentioned that before, and so one of the scriptures I have, and I think you said this, was it Romans 12?
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. And do not be conformed to this world. Let's pause there. Conformed to this world is really quick to say, I'm washing my hands. I'm in marriage. Now we're talking about dealing with marriage, right? If you're not married, we already said it. Just, you know, what is it? Kick off the dust from your feet and move on. So,
right.
But if you're married, you know, don't think how the world thinks. And that's a worldly thinking. When once a cheater, always a cheater, that's a worldly thinking. That is not the gospel. That is not in the scriptures.
Right.
And so do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Mm-hmm. And the way that speaks to me so much is you got to think differently.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to stop thinking that it can't happen, and that he can't change or she can't change. You have to think that they can, that God is able to do above and beyond all that I could ask. You know, man, we got to speak life into that situation. And here's the last part, that you may prove that what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. So in this situation, you're trying to feel like, Lord, what is your will? What is your desire for me? Well, you don't get there until you first stop thinking like the world and to begin to have a change in your thinking. And then you'll start to understand what God's will is
for you.
That's
good, man.
I'm done, man.
Because we live in this popcorn generation where we see all the celebrities on TV and, oh, they were together and something happened and they're just getting a divorce. Everybody's getting separated. So we feel like, well, that's what we have to do. That's what we're supposed to do or whatnot. And then, too, on top of that, then you get other people that kind of scorn people that are like, I can't believe she stayed if they cheated, you know.
You got family coming in and saying, leave him and leave her. And they're not going to deal with the divorce.
Right.
They're not going to deal with the impacts of man. And I wouldn't wish a divorce on anyone. I mean, that's one of the worst things you can ever experience. Mm-hmm. And so definitely.
You know, but it's really good to get that wise counsel, especially when you have stuff in the mix, like, you know, you have children involved and it's just a lot, you know, and I don't think it's just a lot that you can't really just mull through yourself. That wise counsel and having somebody in your ear with biblical perspective.
Yeah.
We're not talking about going down the street to your homegirl is going to give you the, you know what I mean, the advice that you want to hear, you know what I mean, but the advice that you need to hear from biblical counsel. So.
Right. And ultimately, I just want to close with this. God is able. When you say once a cheater, always a cheater, you're saying that God is not able.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lie.
Right.
God is able. And so don't lose hope.
All right.
All right, go close to prayer.
That was good. Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, just first and foremost, Lord, just thanking you, Lord, for this podcast, Father, and this time that we have. Father, we just want to thank you for our listeners, Father. And Lord, there may be those out there right now, Father, listening, Lord, who may be going through this right now. And,
yes,
you know, they may be going through the hurt of being cheated on, Father. They may even be the cheater, Lord. But we just want to ask that you just continue to show them, Lord, and just to let them know, Father, that you are able, Father. Your grace is just abounding, Father, and it's just sufficient, Father, and your mercy, Father. And you can change anyone. one, Lord, who is willing to come to you, Father, to get a renewing of their mind, Father, to get a renewing of their perspective on life, Lord, and just how to move different, Father, how to think different, Father. Lord, we ask that you just continue to give those people hope, Father, and just that perspective of seeing, Father, that you can change any situation.
Yes, you can.
You know, there's nothing too far off, Lord, from you to touch, Father, and are too far gone from you to bring back, Father. Lord, so we just ask that you just continue to just to bless us, Father, with the wisdom, Lord, you've given us, Father. Continue to bless all of our listeners out there, Father. And Lord, that as we just help them, Lord, through this podcast, Father, may you continue to just carry this podcast to where it needs to be in the ears that need to hear, Father. And it's in your son Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. So once again, we thank you so much for tuning in. We pray that this was a blessing to you. We love to hear your comments. And so you can actually go to the website, simplifycomplexity.org.
Uh-huh.
And there you can find the episode and you can comment and kind of comment with one another. We enjoy to hear that. As well as don't forget to leave reviews. We want to get your reviews. So God bless you. God keep you. Until next time. Yeah. Come on. Stand up. Stand up. Put your hands up. Make some noise. Party with me. It's a family reunion in my family. There's no place I'd rather be or people I'd rather see. Where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be. Where the Lord is, then there you'll see me. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going. Let us be best minded with the mind of Christ. Let us love one another as you would love. You need me just as much as I need you, because a body can't function when a body's been too.